Welcome to the Sportscast, March 9th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts, and you can listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And, of course, you could listen to our online radio on thesportscast.net. Also, you could download our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. Also on Twitter, please hit the follow button, The Sportscast 1. Today, huge Champions League turnaround where Real Madrid beat PSG 3-1, aggregate 3-2. A team PSG was stacked, obviously, with Messi and Mbappe and Neymar. Once again, did not make it through. And we have today David Hessel, who has not been the Sportscast for maybe 2 years. Welcome back.
Santiago, thank you for giving me this opportunity. It's a sad day to be in the Sportscast because my team lost, but I'm happy that to be here again. It's true. It's been, 2 years.
Maybe three. I think it might have been four because of the World Cup since France won.
Yeah, maybe it was longer than that. So glad to be back.
So three goals by Benzema. Mbappe opened up the scoreline 1-0 in the 39th minute. Then Benzema scored three goals in the second half. Real Madrid was a different team. Tell me, what were your thoughts over this match?
Well, so I didn't see the beginning. I think I started watching maybe towards the 30th minute. So it seems like PSG was doing good in the first half. Again, I only saw the ending of the first half, and they weren't in control. And if I have to resume this loss, I would say in one word, I would say Donnarumma. You know, that's it. You know, he opened the door. He made a big mistake for a goalie, you know, like him. And, you know, when you have played, like, first a team like Real Madrid that's used to Champions League, that they're used to the pressure, they have experience. And when you have players like Benzema, you know, you don't give them hope. He saw, you know, he scored a goal in his head. You know, he was like, we can do this. We are Real Madrid. We can do it. And so so that was it. He took his chances, and they made it happen, you know. So, and then PSG completely disappeared. I think it was a big mistake from Pochettino to remove a midfield player and put Di Maria in, because then towards the end, there was no midfield to get to ball and to Mbappe. So Real Madrid was getting the ball back, and they were attacking, and PSG was nowhere to be found. And so that's the sadness, but that's what Real Madrid does to you.
You must live on. Of course, as David was mentioning, Gianluigi Donnarumma, the goalkeeper of PSG, made a mistake and handed Madrid a lifeline as Benzema pressured the keeper and then scored from a Vinicius cut back. David, PSG usually, you know, bows out in big games like this. Last year and the years prior, you know, they lost to Barcelona back in 2018 and 2017-18 to Madrid. 19 by Man United, then Bayern Munich, and then 2021, a semifinal against Man City, which is as a high. Well, they went to the final in 2020 against Bayern, and then 2021 they lost against Man City, and then for this year, the last 16. They say they can't handle big games because they don't play good clubs in their respected league, League One. What are your thoughts about, like, over that? Do you think it's true? Maybe PSG lacks a challenge during the regular season, and that's why they lose so many times in the Champions League?
I mean, I don't know for sure. No, the Liga is not as competitive as Premier League, but there's still some pretty tough team, you know, that play in Liga. And what I mean by tough, you know, they are not, known very well, but they play tough because the team in Ligue 1, when they play PSG, they all play defense and, wall in the back and stuff like that. So they still have, time. Our games are difficult, but of course, it's not like when you play Premier League, you have, 10 teams that can really, challenge you. So yeah, I think it's one of the criteria why maybe PSG is not, in the big games like that. But I also think, and this is my personal opinion, I'm not, obviously, I don't have any contact, I don't know what's going on in the inside of PSG, but I feel PSG seems like it's more about glamour and, having all those big names, and you don't care how they play, to me, and I know I'm going to have many haters, when they hear what I'm going to say now, but during this game against Real Madrid, you should not have removed a midfielder. You should have removed a Messi that doesn't run, that barely does anything, and put Di Maria, so you keep your midfield, keep control. You can pass the ball to Di Maria, that's fast. You can pass the ball to Mbappe, of course. But instead, they leave Messi that stays in the midfield, that doesn't run. He doesn't even go and defend. He doesn't do anything. So, and it seems like, and again, that's just my opinion, I don't know anything, but it seems like, PSG is more playing, have the big names, on the field, and doesn't matter if they do good or not, we leave them because they sell shirts and I don't know. So yeah, it's that. But again, to answer your question, they fell in the big games, it's also a lack of, experience as a club, if you realize PSG has 50 years, Real Madrid has, maybe more than 100 years, of existence, it's in their DNA, all the players that go there, have experience, and they always, when the new players are coming, young players, they have kind of all the players that kind of surround them and help them grow, and I feel with PSG, I'm sure it has to be hard to manage all the, the Neymar and Messi, I want to play, and this and that, and so I don't know. I think also maybe the coach, you need a strong coach and to help change that.
Yes, which was my next question. Pochettino, I think he's been with PSG for 2-3 years so far. What are your thoughts about him? Do you think he's a good fit with PSG? He is rumored to go to Man United next season, perhaps to take over from Ralph Rangnick. What are your thoughts over Poch with PSG?
I mean, I never really followed him I think he was coaching a team in Spain, then went to Hotspurs. And so I never really followed him with Hotspur. I don't know really his style of play when he was over there. I was not impressed much, when they were saying, oh, Pochettino is going to be the next coach, So I didn't really have an opinion before. I didn't really watch, Tottenham play, but he took, Tottenham to the Champions League final. I remember well, Tottenham under him was always, or seems like they were always in the top four of England, which is, again, an achievement, when you play in the Premier League. So it seemed like he was a good, and he knew he was a player at PSG, so it felt like could have been good, but I don't know, the same thing I was saying earlier, if he has that personality that, I'm not going to do what the player tell me to do. I'm the coach, and I'm not sure Pochettino has that. He can really say no. Or maybe it's not even just the coach and the player. Maybe it's above, the coach and Leonardo. Or Nasser, that, hey, you need to play Messi, Neymar, even if they don't perform. So I'm not sure. So I don't think he has the personality to really go against maybe what the club is saying, but what he believes, what he feels, can do. Like Tuchel was, I think, was like that, and he got in trouble because he was speaking his mind. I love Tuchel, I think that was a big mistake to fire him. But what happened? They fired him because he was opening his mouth and speaking his mind. So is Pochettino a good choice? I think he's a good coach. I'm not sure. And again, I don't know because I'm not with PSG, but I'm not sure he can really do whatever he wants or really speak his mind when it comes to the players and the way PSG plays.
Do you think he'll leave to Manchester United?
I mean, and Manchester United fans are going to hate me now, but right now Manchester United is a pretty tough ship, you know, to take over. So, but he has the experience with Premier League. So why not? You know, I don't, you know, for Manchester United right now, when you see the team they have on paper, they have a very, very, very solid team as well. Lot of big names, you know, so will it be a good move for him, you know, from PSG if he goes to Manchester United, you know? Who knows? It would be tough. It would be tough for him. But again, Manchester United has a very good team. You know, the coaches have not been able to change that. So I'm not sure he will be able to change that either.
To turn things around. And as David has mentioned, Tuchel went on to Chelsea and won the Champions League the Halloween
yes.
year.
Yes, two Champions League finals back-to-back. So I think it really showed PSG, like, hey, you made a mistake. And I mean, I love PSG. I'm a PSG player. But you know, when they make a mistake, when they do wrong things, you know, you have to accept, you know, it's football and it's how it is. And I think he really showed PSG that they made a mistake. They should have listened to him. And when he was a coach at PSG, you know, PSG had so many injured and he kind of moved players around and they performed that position, you know, like Marquinhos, for example, is the defender. He will move him, you know, as a number six, you know, like as a defensive midfielder. And Marquinhos was amazing. So he knows how to talk to his men. They listen to him. So he did great. And he showed them, moving to Chelsea, that, hey, you made a mistake. Look what I've done. And I think now, I mean, even though it's Chelsea, to many, they're not doing well, but I think they're still doing great.
Let's go to the other scores. Man City tied Sporting. CP 0-0, but they won an aggregate 5-0. Bayern Munich defeated Salzburg 7-1. A lot of goals by Bayern Munich. Do you see this team going deep, or do you think they'll get stopped by a Madrid or a Man City or a Liverpool?
I mean, it's difficult, you know. I don't see who can stop Manchester City, yeah, to go. Liverpool is there, you know, but Bayern Munich, you know. I mean, I love Bayern Munich. I'm also a big fan of Bayern Munich. So they're also a tough machine to stop, you know. And they have the player, you know.
Lewandowski, so, Gnabry, Müller, Sané.
They have a good, solid defense, you know, even with Alaba and Boateng that left, you know. You should definitely watch for Bayern Munich. And, yeah, I think they're going to go far. But with what happened today with Real Madrid, you know, they really showed that they have the character and the drive, you know. Like, I mean, 3 goals in, I don't know what, 30 minutes maybe? I don't know when they scored the first goal.
In 20 minutes. They did it.
It's impressive, you know. Like, again, you don't want to feed them, you know. And yeah, let's say Bayern Munich makes another. I don't know who they're gonna play, but let's say they make another mistake, and I mean, you know, they're gonna 36 year old Modric was everywhere in the pitch.
Modric and you your know, fellow so... Benzema, you know, well, no, a Frenchman, course, 35. Yeah. Hessel, what do you think about Benzema? Is he still, you know, in his prime? Do you think this? I mean, he could guide Madrid perhaps to a championship.
I mean, yeah, he can. I mean, he showed it today, you know, and I think, like, you know, so many times they've been saying, oh, we need to replace Benzema when he did, but he's showing again and again over and over that he's the man, you know, he's their number nine. He's one of the top number nine, you know, in the world now. And even with his age, he's just, you can see under pressure, he didn't lose his control. And when he had to score, he scored, you know. He put the ball where he needed to go, and so yeah, it's he could definitely do it. And they have that big balance, that very good balance, you know, with Real Madrid of players with experience and young players. And yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, do I think they're gonna go to win the final? I don't think so, unfortunately, because of the team like Manchester City. But they can go far.
They got beat by Chelsea last year, so we'll see what happens. Liverpool, they won the series with Inter beating 1-0. This Liverpool team looks a lot stronger with Luis Diaz. What do you think about this squad and potentially going to the final?
I mean, first of all, Luis Diaz is like the Bruno Fernandes, you know, of Manchester United. They brought Bruno Fernandes and his first season, I think he just did like amazing. So that's what's happening to him right now. I love Liverpool, so I'm really happy. I'm surprised, you know, he adapted and is playing so well. So, I mean, Liverpool is definitely, you know, like the team to watch. You know, I don't think they are favorites, you know, maybe. And again, they have an amazing team, but I think everyone is looking at Manchester City and maybe Bayern Munich, you know, as favorites. But Liverpool, I think, is great. I mean, they have a bench. They have a really good bench. Maybe not as much in defense, but midfield and forward, you know, they have tons of good players. So, yeah, Liverpool, I'd love to see Liverpool, I think, leave their seventh Champions League. You know, right now it's Real Madrid with 13, AC Milan with 7, and then there's, I think, several teams that have 6. So I'd love to see Liverpool leave their seventh Champions League and tie Milan. So yeah, I'm, I mean, now that PSG is gone, you know, I'm definitely rooting for, I'd say, Bayern Munich and Liverpool.
There you have it. All right, the next round of matches is March 15th, and then on Tuesday of the Halloween week. Let's go into predictions. Benfica at Ajax. The aggregate is 2-2. Who will advance?
I mean, Benfica did beat Barcelona, even though Barcelona at that time was not, you know, I think was still with Ronald Koeman. So
now they're good.
I'll see. Yeah. No, they made a big turn. One 180 turn now. I'll go for Benfica.
Okay, Benfica, the Portuguese club, moves on. Let's go into the next match. Atletico Madrid and Man United. Aggregates 1-1. Both teams are struggling in their respective leagues, even though Man United is in fourth. Madrid, Atletico Madrid, I think they're in fifth, I believe, in fourth in La Liga. This is a pretty leveled series. What do you think is going to happen there?
Both teams have amazing, you know, a team on paper. They have amazing players. But I think Diego Simeone is going to help. You know, his fire on the bench, on the sidelines, going to help Atletico Madrid go to the next round.
Oh, wow. You're going over Ronaldo and Pogba.
But again, I love Pogba, but Pogba is one day amazing, one day, you know, like, where is Pogba? You know, it's just a love-hate relationship with Pogba, you know. And Cristiano Ronaldo, I mean, I don't know why they, you know, you hear so many things, you know, they say he left to Portugal just before the game, you know, why he wasn't playing. I love Cristiano Ronaldo. To me, I think he's the best player in the world. So, but is he going to play? I mean, we don't know. What's the story with?
Well, he had his hip reflex issue. So I guess he had to go to Portugal to get that checked on. I don't know why he could have done that in Manchester. I don't know.
I know. So there's the talk. But then Ronaldo's sister put on Instagram, hey, my brother was fine. You know, it's like there's, who knows? So that's the thing. Right now, Manchester United has a great team, but
they're in fourth place, David.
I don't know what's inside.
That's tough to do in the Premier League.
Arsenal is 3 games behind. They win their game. They're third, you know. So
with Arteta, you know, definitely doing a good job playing the long game. All right. Juventus at Villarreal. And I believe aggregates 1-1. Wow, good games next week. What's going to happen there? No, it's Villarreal at Juventus. Sorry about that.
But I think because of their new player they just got from the Fiorentina, I forget his name. Sorry. I think Juventus is going to go through. I think it was also another one of those good, you know, winter transfer. And then I think Juventus, even though I would love to see Villarreal make the miracle, you know, but I think Juventus is going to go through.
Juventus going
and that
through.
Player is going to score, yeah.
Who's going to score?
Their new players, I forget his name.
Oh, yeah, the guy from Eastern Europe, right?
Yeah,
I forgot his name. I forget his name. Which is very controversial. I'm kidding. Chelsea, Lille at Chelsea, Stamford Bridge. Chelsea's up to Lille, which I believe is your hometown. Chelsea, not your favorite club in the Premiership, but they do have Conte. What's going to happen in Stamford Bridge?
Again, yes, like you said, yeah, Lille is my hometown. But it's always the same problem with Lille. You know, they make a good year, they have good players, big team, buy all their players, and then the next season in Champions League, they do nothing. I'm surprised they finished first of their group. But, you know, I don't like, yeah, I'm not a Chelsea fan, but just because of N'Golo Kanté and Tuchel, which I still really like, you know, I think Chelsea is going to win easily.
Chelsea is going to win. Premiership, Man United at Tottenham.
I hope Manchester United wins that one, but you know now, I mean, both teams and Tottenham now are kind of with Antonio Conte. They are like up and down, and
they're doing better.
You know, like they lost, they're doing better. So I don't know. I hope Manchester United, because I do like Manchester United, and I hope, you know, they get their things straightened out, you know, internally. So, but I'll be rooting for Manchester United.
Arsenal at Leicester.
Oh, I really hope Arsenal. I mean, I think Arteta is doing a great job, and I really hope they make it, they beat them and finish in the top four.
And then finally, PSG at Bordeaux this weekend.
Right now, I really don't care about PSG. So they can do. I love, this is my club. I love them. I'm so disappointed right now. I'm just like, they can do. I don't think I'm going to watch PSG play this weekend. You know, maybe I'll wait another week or 2 weeks.
So,
as my wound heal, you know. But
so to recap what you said earlier, Messi was not a positive for PSG. Adding on to this team, and throughout this season, he has not been a positive. It's been more of a negative.
I mean, yeah, that you don't see him running, and again, Messi is still amazing, you know. But I feel like PSG, and again, some people are going to criticize me for that, but I think we got the PSG of the Messi of Argentina, not the Messi of Barcelona. You see what I mean? So, and again, Messi won, you know, with Argentina, you know. But, you know, he's just, I don't know if Messi is not getting used to the team is not getting used to Messi, or, you know, but he's not running, and Messi doesn't need to run to score goals. I mean, he's amazing. He can do, like, in 5 minutes, he can change your game, but you see his stats. I mean, they're nowhere compared to where he was, you know, before. And, you know, he's 34. I mean, you see Modric, 36, Benzema, 35. I mean, they're doing amazing. So, like, everyone was talking about, oh, PSG over the summer, they got all those players for free. No, Ramos, he's not playing. Messi, he's not doing much, you know. Donnarumma is the reason why we lost today. Will Naldum, you know, he's not doing anything. So, I don't know if it was a great summer transfer window for us.
There you have it. Another bad year for PSG. And finally, last question. Will Mbappe go to Madrid? What is the percentage chances?
You know, it's like, of course, I'm a PSG fan, so I will say I hope not. When you see how PSG reacted today, if I was Mbappe, I'd be, man, I don't want to keep playing with this team. But, you know, this is, to me, this is, and again, this is what I think. You know, Mbappe is a winner, you know. He knows if he wins the Champions League with PSG, Mbappe won the Champions League. If he wins the Champions League with Real Madrid, Real Madrid won the Champions League. He's a winner. He wants to break records, you know, and so he can break a lot. He can get his name bigger if he wins the Champions League with a team like PSG, and if he wins it with a team like Real Madrid. But again, I think I've told you before, I think Real Madrid and Manchester United are the two biggest club, you know, like icon, you know, in the world. So if you're a soccer player, a football player, you know, you want to go to Real Madrid.
You will take that offer.
You know, like, but I don't know, you know, it's like, you're competitive, you know, you want to make history, you want your name to make history, you see what I mean? So I think that may play in Mbappe's head, you know, like, Real Madrid is, you know, the big name, but Real Madrid is the team that wins, that PSG, he's the name, and he can win Champions League, so, I don't know, it's difficult.
There you have it. I think he will probably go. If it's Haaland, it will be the Galacticos part four. Looking forward to what happens this summer. But, yeah, PSG closed out their Champions League campaign for the season. They won League One, but they did not win the European title. Anyways, this is the Sportscast, thesportscast.net, and you can follow us at the Sportscast One. David Hessel, merci coming on to the Sportscast.
De rien, merci à vous.
And this,
thank you so much.
And this was your update.